The war-torn Burma Road, vital highway to the Chinese forces which battled the invaders. That's the place where we meet Terry and his friends. Last week, they arrived at the headquarters of Captain Blaze, notorious bandit. There, they were able to make prisoners of Blaze and the dreaded Dragon Lady, thanks to Cheery Blaze, the captain's daughter. But now, Cheery has been spirited away, and Captain Blaze is mad. And we'll join him in just a moment on today's transcribed adventure. Terry and the Pirates is brought to you by the makers of Libby's Pineapple Juice, one of Libby's 100 famous foods. Boys and girls, for the thrill of a lifetime, send today for your copy of the Terry Adventure Game Book. This amazing new kind of book is like nothing you've ever had before. Full of exciting games, puzzles, cutouts, magic tricks. And actually, this sensational book is free. You can get it for just one label from Libby's Tomato Juice and one from Libby's Pineapple Juice. It's a marvelous offer, all right. You just don't know how marvelous until you see the book itself. Only in this book can you read about the adventures of the Ruby of Genghis Khan and the dangers and mysteries that Terry meets on the long road to Shanghai. The book not only tells his thrilling adventures, but at the same time introduces you to fascinating new games, 8 of them, and teaches you lots of swell tricks that'll sure fool the other kids. Why, say, you can set up as a Mongolian magician yourself once you get this Terry Adventure Game Book. And remember what I say. This wonderful book is free. Free for just one label from Libby's Grand Tomato Juice and one from delicious pineapple juice from Hawaii. So ask your mother to get a can of each of those swell juices. The name is Libby's, L-I-B-B-Y-S. Then you take the labels off the cans and write your full name and address on the back of one. And you'd better print your name and address so they'll be good and clear. Now, here's the address you mail your labels to. The address is just Terry, in care of Libby's, Chicago, Illinois. I'll give it once more. Terry, in care of Libby's, Chicago, Illinois. Well, I sure hope every one of you boys and girls will send for your Terry Adventure Game Book. What with a new card game, Fling One, and the new Road to Shanghai game, and the Terry and Burma paper dolls, and the magic tricks, you'll certainly be missing a world of fun if you don't get a copy. Now, don't forget the address. Terry, in care of Libby's, Chicago. And now, Terry and the Pirates.
Although Captain Blaze was a prisoner in his own room in his own headquarters, an underground passageway enabled him to reach the Dragon Lady's room. And there they plotted to turn the tables on Pat Ryan, Terry, April Kane, Cheery Blaze, and the natives who were disloyal to Blaze. The plan was for one of the loyal Blaze natives to abduct April and take her through a secret exit to a nearby valley where the Dragon Lady's men were encamped. But a mistake was made, and Cheery Blaze was taken away instead of April. When Blaze heard of this, he was furious. He declared the Dragon Lady had double-crossed him.
Thunderation! Now what am I going to do? I can't go against my own daughter. I'll have to give in to everybody. I can't let anything happen to her, even if she is a brat and a chip off on the old block.
Yes, they got Cheery instead of April, but you can still help her. Yes, and us too, if you'll come over to our side, Captain.
The Dragon Lady double-crossed me, that's what. She had my own daughter taken away, but I'll get even, so I will.
I'll get even!
All right, all right. Take a little fire out of those red whiskers and simmer down. Now then, Blaze, it looks like the Dragon Lady did pull a fast one on you, but let's check up and see. What's your story?
How do I know you'll give me a good shake? Maybe you'll double-cross me too, Patrick Ryan.
Now suit yourself. I'm a lot of things, but my word is still good, and you know it.
We'll play square with you if you play square with us.
Well, all right. But mind you, I'm a dangerous man to fool with.
Okay, so you're dangerous. But not while you're locked up in this room.
That's all you know about it, Patrick. Look here. Let me show you how little you know about the place where Captain Blaze lives.
How did I come to think that April Kane was abducted from these diggings?
Because I planned it. And how did I plan it? Because I talked with the Dragon Lady.
Look, Pat, he's pulled a stone slab away and there's a tunnel or something down below the floor.
Yeah, I see.
So it is. And it leads to the room where we got the Dragon Lady locked up. So you see, you weren't so smart after all, eh?
But why didn't you try to escape, you and the Dragon Lady?
Because we had different plans, Terry, so we did.
Well, you think the Dragon Lady got cube oil on her side?
She was my trusted servant. He didn't turn against me like the rest of the mothers did. Leastwise, that's what I thought. But he took Cherry away instead of me. It was that Dragon Woman who got him to do it.
Captain Blaze, where do you think Cherry Blaze is now?
In the hands of the Dragon Lady's men, in the valley, not far from here. They're led by a bloke called Sing Sing.
Sing Sing? Sure, we've met him.
You have?
He's a big fellow, bald as an egg with a big black mustache.
And dumb as an oyster, too.
The Dragon Lady's got about 50 men out there, and they're going to attack us soon. If we put up a fight, well, they got Chiri in their hands, and her life will pay if we put up a fight.
Well, we're in a spot, Pat. Sure, we can fight off her men, but we can't let them do away with Chiri. After all, she's been the prime mover in this business.
Yeah, I know. There's just one thing to do.
Get Cherry Blaze back here safe and sound, huh?
That's the whole kettle of fish in a nutshell.
Blimey, if I don't think you're right, Patrick Ryan, eh? But who's going to go and get Cherry back?
I'll go.
What about me?
Well, you stay here and run things, Terry.
You'd better lend me a hand, Patrick. I know this territory like the palm of my hand, so I do.
All right, you come with me, Blaze. And Terry, you keep an eye on April, the Dragon Lady. And don't let things get out of hand.
First good food, but there is of it. I'm filled right up to the neck. Smarza, have you feed the young prisoner yet? Huh? Well, bring her out from the tent and untie her hands and set her down by the fire and let her have some food, huh? I will have talk with Singa Singa.
That's him. That's Sing Sing. He makes noise enough for a dozen men, a loudmouth and a dumbbell.
You know, Patrick, I could take quick aim from this spot behind the rocks and pop him right off.
Hold it. You'd have the whole mob down on us.
Don't worry. I'm biding my time.
Shh. Look there. Somebody's coming out of that large tent. Moving over to Sing Sing, over to the fire. Can you see who it is?
Thunderation. It's Cherry. No doubt about it.
The other men are closing in by the fire to look at her. Well, now's our chance, Blaze. We can circle around and get in close behind that tent. That's where they keep Cherry, I suppose.
Now, my very beautiful young lady, if you promise not to run away, I will untie your lovely hands, happy hands, huh? Well, say something. Don't tell me we have women here who won't talk.
Do you know who I am?
Yeah, sure. But do you know who I am? I am the world's greatest wrestler. I'm the strongest man in all China and Europe. I'm Sing Sing. I'm boss man of these mansions.
Well, listen to me, Stinky Stinky.
What?
There's been a big mistake made here. I'm Cherry Blaze, daughter of Captain Blaze, and the Dragon Lady is going to...
Just a minute. What are you saying?
The Dragon Lady is visiting my father, Captain Blaze. I'm his beloved daughter. Why was I brought here?
You cannot make fool of Sing Sing. Smasher! Give this woman some food so she's going to be happy. What?
I don't want any food.
Now, are you going to eat food and like it, same as I
have seen? I never liked you at any time, you bald-headed old egg.
Aha, so you're getting personal, huh? You make fun of me, huh? Boy, you're funny, too, with the red hair and a big fat face.
Yes, I'm like my father, Captain Blaze, with red whiskers, and what's more...
Yeah, wait a minute, never mind what's more. I don't never see your father. So don't kid me, lady.
All right. So I was brought here and I'm a prisoner.
Yeah.
Now what are you going to do?
Listen to the woman. These men are going to give the people at your father's house a chance to surrender. And if they refuse...
Oh, they'll do that. You can depend on it.
Then my very pretty, smart-alecky young woman, you shall forfeit your life.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Well, listen to me, you egg-headed baboon. The Dragon Lady is a prisoner back there in my father's house. And what do you suppose will happen to her?
Oh, I have information. I know what will happen to her. She can escape any time. She has a secret way out.
Well, then what is she waiting for next Christmas?
Oh, you talk like woman fool. I'm disgusted. Martha! Martha! Take the woman back to this camp and give her some
food. All right, just keep me tied up. Hand and foot, nothing.
Now, if we can get her away, she's right in this tent.
I know, but there's a guard with her. I can see his shadow against the canvas.
Well, you take care of him. And while you're doing that, I'll cut the ropes on Cheery's hands and feet. And we'll get away from here, but quick.
All right, Midnight. You lift up the canvas. I'll do the rest.
Ready, then?
Easy does it. That got him. He'll have a bump on his head the size of a hen's egg.
Good work. Now release Cheery.
How did you get him?
Never mind. Get ready to run. I'll just cut these cords.
They're tough. They're all hide. Listen. I think I see him coming.
Yes, I can see his shadow out there.
I think the woman has had time to make up her mind to tell me the truth.
They certainly bound you up tight. There. There. Now you're free, Cheery. Come on. Up you go.
I can't stand. My ankles are numb.
Blaze, you take her. Help her out the back. Make tracks for the tunnel entrance. I'll meet you there.
Let me stay. I'll take a pot shot at Sinky.
Do as I say. Take her out of this tent and get going. I'll take care of Sinky myself.
Come along, you brat. Follow me under this canvas and look sharp.
With me and everything. Or she says the doctor is blank. That's a lot of bunk. Nobody fools Sink. Right now, young woman. Young woman, we shall have nice talk. You and what is here?
Hello, Sinky.
Boy, you have a jaw like a cast iron shutter.
Help! I have been killed, Smarza. I'm dying, Smarza. Come and
help. Hold on, Sinky. This makes the next round even.
Well, they rescued Cheery soon enough, but what has happened at the headquarters of Captain Blaze while all this business was going on? Cheery was left in charge, and unless I'm mistaken, a lot of interesting things have happened. I'll tell you about them in just a moment. Boy, are you kids going to have fun when you get your Cheery Adventure Game Book. You'll meet the invisible guardian of Poonanky Pass, and you'll play the new game of Race to Shanghai. You might get stuck in the quicksand swamp, but you're sure to guess the age of the ancient hermit. There's all kinds of fun and excitement in this big new book, so don't delay. Send for the Cheery Game Book right away. Now, listen carefully while I tell you how to get it. Take a label from a can of Libby's tomato juice and one from Libby's pineapple juice. Print your full name and address on one of the labels and mail them to Cheery in care of Libby's, Chicago, Illinois. You got that address? Cheery, care of Libby's, Chicago. Send tomorrow. Well, with Cheery and April Kane and the natives in the Blaze headquarters, what does the Dragon Lady try to do? Well, we're going to meet Connie in tomorrow's transcribed adventure, and he's going to help our friends in a surprising fashion. But that's only one of the surprises. So stand by for fast-moving thrills and fun tomorrow.